Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Wolves of K Street, the secret history of how big money took over big government, by Brody Mullins and Luke Mullins, read by Jacques Roy.
For Mom and Dad. Patton Boggs was built on the idea that the law can be changed to achieve client objectives. We see the law as a dynamic process, not as immutable rules and procedures. Marketing materials for the Washington lobbying firm of Patton Boggs. Prologue. July 9th, 2015, Gainesville, Virginia. It was after 10 o'clock at night when the cops arrived at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club in Gainesville, Virginia. Pulling up to the majestic, Georgian-style mansion that serves as the clubhouse, two officers from the Prince William County Police Department located a member of the staff who agreed to take them to the scene. The employee led the police officers away from the red brick clubhouse, down past the azaleas and the presentation lawn, toward the banks of Lake Manassas. They reached a spit of land between the 18th green and the shoreline, where a collection of white Adirondack chairs were arranged in a semicircle around a fire pit. The secluded, serene spot was popular with the club's members, who liked to gather here after finishing their rounds of golf. "He's sitting in a chair behind that tree," the employee said. Through the darkness and the foliage, the police officers could make out a solitary figure slumped onto one of the chairs. The man was perfectly placid, facing the water. He was a large man, 6'1", maybe 215 pounds, and his clothes reflected the upscale sensibilities of an exclusive private club that cost about $150,000 to join. The man wore a black sports jacket, a white dress shirt, gray slacks, and black loafers. On the left arm of the chair was a burnt cigar. On the grass next to him was an empty bottle of Petrus, a rare wine produced on a 28-acre estate in Bordeaux, France, that cost $1,500 at the club. As the police approached the fire pit, they noticed bloodstains on the man's shirt. They spotted a gunshot wound in his head, and they saw a silver Smith & Wesson .357 pistol. One of the officers put her fingers on the man's neck to check his pulse. His skin, she found, was stiff. And despite the humid air of the summer's evening, the man's body was cold to the touch. Nestled 37 miles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?